hello, hello. Hey, Lips. It's your girl, Miss Mouthy, and I'm so excited to be here. This episode is bittersweet because it is the last episode of 2022, but we have more content coming up, so I'm really excited. Whatever the new year has to bring. I don't have a title for this episode. Normally, I have these episodes titled out, but I think with this year, it's overall been just a blessing to be able to take a whole year and be able to produce content, and not only produce content. Hi, Dior. Not only to produce content, but also create opportunities for not only myself, but other people, and be able to get people to see my vision, right? So with this year, I know that we have experienced a lot of changes, not only within our personal growth, but as a society as a whole. So if you ever lost anyone this year, I know my family is currently experiencing a really great loss. I wanted to just start the show off with taking a moment of silence just for people who we've lost personally and just in our communities as a whole. Okay. Because our ancestors is always in the room. Well, my ancestors, I speak for self. My ancestors is always helping me do these things that I do and these visions that I put out. But I'm really excited because I want to know. Hi, Cody. So hi, everyone joining on Facebook and on YouTube. I love you, Lips. I am so excited to bring this new year in with y'all. I wish like I could play music so I wouldn't get copyright. But there's so many songs that I want to play with y'all. But like one of the biggest ones is probably Beyonce, Cuff It. Like that's the energy that I'm feeling coming into this this episode and ending out this year. Hey, trio, what's up? but yes, 2022 has been so good to me. Like, I can't even complain. I think I started the year off very strong, and I'm actually finished fairly strong. And I only had two major setbacks, I would say. Like, I could only think of, like, my car being stolen and the death of my cousin. Other than that, like, this year has been very grateful, so I'm so great. But a lot of that work, y'all, a lot of that work came with me having to disassociate myself or create distance between people who I've loved, friendships that needed to end, careers that I needed to like not make me stagnant. And that was just a little bit of the shadow work, right? Not even recognizing that. A lot of times we go through life not recognizing that there is some growth that we need to do. A lot of us come into the picture already, bitch, I'm perfect. Hi, Jamie. It's so good to see you. Thank you so much. But this year is all about giving roses back to a lot of the people who have helped me. And I guess I will start it off with you, Jamie. So I appreciate you being such an amazing person and engineer, and to the new additions that's coming into the room, thank you for being a part of the Miss Mouthy family. I thank y'all for like uplifting my content, always working with me in moments of like scheduling issues and things of that nature. So thank you, because I can't do it alone. I know sometimes it make it look easy when I just get on this mic and I talk my shit, but it's a whole team behind me. And especially like when I think about my looks, right? Like a lot of y'all always ask me questions about what I got on. I have a black designer, Latricia Mayong. She is dope as fuck. If you do not know her, you need to go check out her stuff. I think it's amazing. The Mouthy team, we got Trio that's online. Amazing photographer, creative. You name it, he can do it. So please go check out Trio Visuals, if anything. I have an amazing videographer, several actually now. Go check out their work. So to Michael and Jalen, I thank y'all for always seeing my vision and bringing it to life. My supportive friends, I think this year have taught me a lot about friendship in a way that like some friends will always clap for you, no matter if you achieve success before them, and there will be some friends that don't. And you have to determine what type of friend you want in your life. And I always go back to my favorite saying, to want a friend is to be a friend. And I just learned how to associate friends that have the same caliber in our mindset moving forward for 2023. Okay, me and my friends, we want money, we want success, we want us all to be happy, we want us all to be healthy. There is no hate, there is no jealousy, no envy. And I think that's the biggest thing with learning how to associate yourself with a reflection of yourself. For me, I just want positivity and good vibes and authentic people around me. And so, I feel like I've been saying this all 2022 in every episode, but I've been able to put the words to practice to actually show. Hi, Jazz! I miss you so much. So, shout out to my Corktown family. These ladies over at Corktown have really shown me love and was rooting for me. And so, that was a really great thing, even when I reflect on 2022, doing the Power Over HIV campaign. I didn't know what to expect, y'all. I went in there, they was like, oh yeah, we want to do a photo shoot. And I was like, okay, well, so what is the, like, what's the mood board? Show me the mood board. What are we about to do? What is it giving? And they was like, no, just show up as your authentic self. I'm like, ugh, my authentic self is extra. I'm dramatic. So I was like, fuck it, I'm about to put this gown on that I ain't never really get another wear out of, right? So showed up. That's when I got to meet my amazing photographer, Jalen. He shot the shot, and it was just cool. Like, I didn't think much would come from it. Y'all know me. One thing I would say for anybody who is starting out on their dream, on their vision, you have to go out with it full throttle. Do not let any opportunity miss you, because I feel like if you let an opportunity miss you, you don't know what would come from it. So I just did it just because I think the organization is great. Then a few months later, what happened? A bitch is on the billboard. And I'm like, wait, hold on. What? Who? Me? But also, that's like manifesting your future. That is manifesting the things that's great. When you put great things out there, great things will come back to you too. So shout out to Jazz and Bree and all the other ladies over there at Corktown Health. And fellas, let me not be so female empowered, but everybody over at Corktown Health, I appreciate y'all. I validate y'all. I asked y'all on IG what were some of y'all favorite mouthy memories. And you know what a lot of y'all said? A lot of y'all really love my birthday party. And I love that, because I felt like I never celebrate myself when it comes to, like, birthdays. I'm just kind of okay with a cake and blowing out some candles, and that's fine for me. But the reason why this birthday was so, like, huge, because of the messaging that I kept hearing in society for women like myself. Like, the life expectancy was 35 for trans women, and I just was like, oh shit, it's approaching. 35 is coming. Like, what am I gonna do? Like, am I even gonna live to see it? And that was a real conversation for myself. But I really appreciate making it. One, give God the glory. Okay. But also being in a position that I watch my growth, where I can financially be stable to be able to celebrate myself and give myself that type of party. But also breaking that fear for any trans woman that may be approaching their life expectancy age. Don't let the fear of other people, whether it's transphobic or whatever, stop you from living your dreams. I knew for me that was the defining mark, where I was like, look, if this don't work out, if God do see other plans for my life, I have to go full throttle with everything that I wanted to do. So I was like, bitch, you ain't got time to be depressed no more. You ain't got time to have anxiety. You just got to get out here, live your life, and go after what you want to do. And my birthday, I appreciated everybody who came. And let me set the record straight. I feel like every year, this is my second time, I feel like every year I kind of wear red, not intentionally. But when I come to shut shit down, last year I did the Wait Until Exhale episode. But for anybody who feel like our friendship fell out because of my birthday, I heard that from like maybe 3 different people. I had no issue with anybody who did not make my party. Let's be clear. Don't let your guilt be perpetuated onto somebody else. The people who were in the building was the exact people who needed to be there. I felt like their energy was through the roof. They was able to celebrate me authentically. And that's something petty to end the friendship behind. So, no, just to set the record straight, I was not mad at anybody who didn't make it. Honestly, it was so much going on that I don't think you could really entertain the whole guest list of everybody. But That's your guilt, not mine. Moving forward, another memory that y'all really talked about was the Foot Locker commercial. Shout out to my girl Amber. Shout out to my girl Yaya. Like, those opportunities just kind of like fell into my lap. I think just pursuing, just knowing that I want to get into media and I want to be connect with more creators in Detroit, it just kind of worked out the way it did. But I didn't think it was gonna go that way. Again, just helping a friend out, showing up, and that shit was dope. What I really loved was the idea behind it, like taking all forms of motherhood and bringing it together, and especially for Black moms to be celebrated on Mother's Day. So you had myself, you had another young lady who was actually pregnant and had her child on the set, which was super dope. And she is a brand in Detroit. I wish I knew her brand's name, but super dope purses, super dope clothes. I will link it later in this episode when I put it out. And an older young lady who lost her son to gun violence, and just hearing her story and hearing her love for her son and not letting that take away her showing up as a mom and advocating for him. So that was a super dope experience. But what I took away from that was that, like, Black women can be beautiful. Black women can be portrayed in media softly, and it does not have to be like deemed ghetto or always something wretched. It was just beautifully named, and the people got it right. Let me say that. The creators got it right. When you have creators from their own community, so Black hairdressers, Black makeup artists, Black designers, it all flowed. They knew the right colors to put with our skin. They knew how to just allow us to embody our own personalities. But that was super dope. Another one was getting the award in Atlanta with the I Am Human Foundation. That was huge for me because I don't do this to expect any kind of reward or anything. I do it solely because it's my passion. I do it just because I love it. I love connecting with y'all every chance I get on here, and to show other people that if you actually go after your dream, you can manifest that and it will happen. Hi, everybody. I'm loving y'all, okay? So all the love for y'all. I don't know what y'all got planned for New Year's Eve, but what I will say is do it responsibly. If you know you're about to be drinking, please make sure you do some type of ride situation, Lyft, Uber. Hopefully they'll be having some type of free or discounted rate, knowing that people will be intoxicated, so nobody has to drive. Stay the night at your friend's house. It is okay. Call off that job one day to make sure you got some personal time. Whatever it takes for you to be safe and sound coming into this new year, okay? Because I do not condone that. Drinks responsibly. So, Lips, we're going to play a game. Y'all know how y'all do it. If you just been rocking with me week after week, y'all know how we do it. If you're a new set of Lips, hey, welcome. I like to play a game because I think it's important to not only break the ice, but when I don't have guests here, I tend to hide behind. I tend to hide on my guests every time they're not here. But this end game, the skin deep, is so amazing. I love this. And I had seen something, like I had told y'all, I've been trying to work on myself. So I don't necessarily listen to other podcasts, but I want to now because I do want to go into the new year connecting with other folks, but also like just seeing what's out there, I guess, so you can know. But I kind of seen something where I was like, oh, shit, I thought I was original. And well, I was original in my approach. Let me say that. But I do think there are certain things where like people who have more viewers and more publicity kind of steal small people's ideas, but you know, it ain't about who do it, it's who do it better. Okay, so we're gonna play a game, y'all, and this is the self edition. I'm learning how to learn myself again in this stage of my life. I'm learning how to embrace the woman that is unfamiliar to me. A lot of things about me has changed in the ways that I think, believe, and act, and this game has really been able to help me. You can find it on Amazon, Instagram, just search it and it'll come up. Whew. So the first question says, what is the lesson of life that is teaching me at this point in time? Honestly, two things. I think in this point in my life, I am learning grace, how to be very soft with myself and understand that everything don't have to happen right now. Like, my dreams, everything that's in store for me will happen in its ideal time, and I don't have to rush it. I don't have to conceptualize all of these things to prove that I'm worthy. So just, like, embracing me for now and the things that I've been able to accomplish. And secondly, I would say I'm definitely learning boundaries. One of the lessons that I've learned this year is that you will have to cut people off, and it will be hurtful. It will be something that will make you question your whole existence. But like Alex Santiago said when he was here, that is just the trash taking itself out. Do not be upset with what God removes from your life, because he will always replenish it. 2-4, everybody who's now came into my life has been a total, total blessing and an asset to me. And that's all I could ever ask for. But you have to be ready to receive it. You cannot ask of something and you have not been willing to want to receive it, because you don't want to see it. You don't want to do the work that's required. So a lot of this holiday season, I've just been sitting back, y'all. I've been sitting back because I know the work and what's to come for Mouthy and myself. And I got to have that energy to be able to keep up, okay? But I also know that we don't always have to be in go mode. Go mode is not good. You have to have that self-care to be able to not burn out. So that is the lesson that I'm learning. How does this live up to the best version of myself? I think I treat everybody how I want to be treated. And that's a good and a bad way. I'm only recognizing that I'm human. I'm flawed in my own ways. And there's still some shadow work that needs to be done. But what I will say is that living up to that version of myself is that I'm being honest. Disrespect meet disrespect. Love meet love. One thing I want to do is I want to love everybody. I want to embrace everybody. I want to support everybody. But when it's not reciprocated, I'm going to have to show that same that same level of, I wouldn't say disrespect, but I would show the same type of energy so that they can get it. And if they don't get it, then I'm going to get gone. It's just that simple. But being the best version of myself is also living in my truth. If I fuck up, I can say I fucked up. I can hold myself accountable and say, maybe I should have done that differently. And not harping on it. I'm not going to make myself feel shitty for something that I needed to address or grow past and just move forward. Boom. In finances, what was the issues and what would I do differently? I think that's a really good question. I'll speak for myself. In my household growing up with a single black mom, I think every money that came into the house was important. Like, there was not a lot of money to go splurge and do what it do. And I think as I grew up, I didn't never want to tell myself no. I never wanted to make myself not have. But what I would do differently is just learn the importance of credit. Like, that's one thing I stress with my daughter is, like, right now is financial literacy. It's like, she got a debit card, learning what's important. You got the choices of, like, saving, and just really stressing how important this saving is. So if she spent up all her money, okay, that no more money. Like, you got to learn that. And, like, all the things that we didn't know, like, even going into the entrepreneur stuff and trying to learn more about taxes, but assets. I would stress that so much, is that, like, having something that brings you money without always having to rely on currency. And so that's what I think I would do different. And just the importance of realizing with financial literacy, it's never too late. I think sometimes we get in debt or we feel like we're a certain age and we can't get on track, or it's so, but you can. There are people out here that's willing to, like, teach and show you everything you need to know to get your finances right back on track. I think, what's the difference about me now and then? At the beginning of the year, I was still depressed. I think I was still depressed about my whole custody battle and all of those things. I was unsure of what my future held, and if I had the capacity to actually make my future a reality. But the version of me now, something has unlocked in my brain where I believe in myself more than anybody else. Like, I know if I have to bet on myself, I will get it done. Also, being confident in knowing what's not for me, recognizing what's not my strength, recognizing what I don't want to do, and being comfortable in that. Like, walking away from my career in academia this year, it was easy, but it was definitely difficult because, okay, Tria, it was so hard, but I value what was on the other side. I value the version of Mouthy that could come after I let this go. After I let go of the pettiness of all the drama that was happening behind the scenes in my career, letting go of the expectation that if I walked away, then that mean I failed. I was okay with starting from scratch and not having any money or knowing what was going to come of it. And then just in that instance, God reassured me with all of these things that made sense. I was making the right decision. I end up going on a trip to Hawaii. I end up making meaningful connections. I had got my first sponsor. Like, all of these things, when you exist in faith, I always talk about that. Like, existing in faith and walking by faith is two different things. Like, existing in faith is knowing that every form of how you carry your life, He's going to always have you. Even if you don't see a way, even if you don't understand it, you will know unequivocally when you walk in faith that He got you. So I just had to trust the process, and the process came out really great. Y'all don't see me stressing. I don't even think I post nasty. I don't post nasty messages on social media anymore. Like, even if I see something, one of my mouthy moments I always talked about in the video in 2022 is about not giving the enemy the play to your playbook. How we used to be is not who you will always remain. So always knowing that if you used to respond in certain situations, used to get under your skin, reclaim your power. Take that back. Don't give that person that energy to be able to manipulate you or control you. No. So there were certain situations that had happened, and I used to be ready to, like, go the fuck off and prove some point about who I felt like people should see me as. But really, knowing yourself, that's all you need to know. I don't have to defend myself from anybody. So whatever ideas they want to have, let them. Let them. And you go on and you live a softer, peaceful life. I can promise y'all one thing from now and then. Everybody who I have cut off, either in some way reached out to me or have regretted that we're no longer associated with each other. And that's not to say anything. I just recognize that I had a greater purpose, and it was taking too much of my energy to serve other things that wasn't beneficial. And so I want y'all to recognize that we're going into this new year. Just see how much of yourself you've given up into these relationships, into these people. And could you put that same energy back into yourself? Could you put it back into your business? You know, so with that being said, that's how I'm different. Where do I feel like I'm most compatible, and what makes me feel so? I don't know in what regard I would be, like, compatible with what. Okay, it says, close my eyes, take three breaths, and imagine, or a memory that comes to mind. Okay. So that's crazy. Okay. Hi, cousin. Okay. Yeah, my memory was just that I always think about this. When I fell off the swing when I was a kid and my mom and dad was running to me. I don't know what that means, why it comes up for me. If we could let my cousin into the chat, that would be great. My special guest, Jason. No, you're fine. That text message was good. So, yes, also, hi. So, yesterday we had a cousin kickback. Nope, I can't hear you yet. We had a cousin kickback, and it was just so good to be able to get with my family and just have a night. where my generation, I feel like we're really trying to bridge that gap where we come together and hang out more. Hi, cousin. How are you? She's going to come in. I think she's working on her sound, but we was lit. Let me tell y'all. And if y'all don't know, then y'all need to know. CMC Event Planning Space was where we hosted it. If y'all looking for a dope ass place to hold your events and affordable, please go check them out on social media. CMC Event Space. It's really nice. Whenever y'all see the like highlighted wall, y'all know where I'm at. And so a lot of y'all ask, but that's what you do. Go host your birthdays there. She even do like kids events as well. So reach out. It's very, very dope. I don't even know how to say it. Like, even if she was not my family, I would still love to be in that space. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Hold on 1 second, you guys. Yes, but I've been able to, like, really enjoy. I have a lot of news in this. Like, I have new, of course, new friends. I got a new place. I got to go to, like, my dream place on my bucket list. Hawaii was super lit. My new job. So I get to be bi-coastal back and forth from California. What else is new? We got a new logo. We had new merch. New team members. Everything is just new. And I think that's just a testament of being, like, progressive or always looking to, like, elevate your life. So whatever y'all do in 2023, I claim for y'all everything y'all set out to do. Like, touch it, go after it, do it, because I'm watching y'all and it's motivating. Like, when I see y'all living out y'all dreams and y'all doing y'all big ones, it make me be like, okay, how can I take Mouthy to the next level? So also, if there's something that y'all want to see, more episodes, let me know. Because in 2023, I definitely want to, I may have like 2 segments of this a month, but I do want to do a Mouthy After Dark over at the CMC building. So that'll be my more like personal, uncensored situation where I can really dive in deep. Because now I just feel like I'm not bringing all of myself to the equation. Like, I bring this part because, like, my sponsors want us to talk about certain things. And I don't always want to give the hood street mentality. But for other people who may want to see, like, and really get the lowdown, because there's been some questions that y'all asked me and I just not going to answer it here on this platform. But if you follow me over on Patreon, that we will get down to the nitty gritty. I will be very honest and unapologetic. And I'm going to have some returning guests. So people who have been able to be in the studio, kind of having them on After Dark so they could tell me how's the feeling of the contrast between the two. What else do I want to do for Mouthy? Like, of course, I want to do more events. So one thing is, like, really highlighting different businesses in the city of Detroit and making those meaningful connections. I really want y'all to, like, know all the dope ass people that I know, like Dior Trio. Like, I want to be able to highlight them in certain ways so y'all can really get a feel of who they are, what they do, and return the support, right? Like, it's important that the same people who rock with you and that's always uplifting you, you pour back. And I want to travel. I went to go get my passport application the other day. And, like, I do want to get out of the country in this upcoming year. And if y'all don't have plans, tomorrow I will be at the Masonic Temple at a big resolution ball. It's supposed to be the biggest one in Detroit. So if it's not too late and the tickets are not sold out, I would say go get your tickets. It's going to be super lit. It seems really black tie, beautiful. So come in your best gear and kick it with your girl. Okay, cousin, you back? I feel like you back. Let's try it again. Okay, I can hear you. Hey, girl.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You recovered? You good? Hey. Hey, what's up?
It's so funny being on this podcast.
Yes. Yes. Look, girl, I'll be trying to get myself together, okay? So, cousin, introduce yourself. Let the people know who you are, what you do.
Hi, guys. My name is Asia. I'm Raquel's cousin. Her second cousin.
Period. So, cousin, you know, you be knowing the difference on all of that? The first and the second and the third?
Yeah, because my daddy, your first cousin.
Okay, period. Okay, well, there you go, because I just be like, that's my cousin, that's my family, period, that's blood. How did you enjoy last night? Can you hear me? How did you enjoy last night?
I enjoyed myself, you know, and it's like it's sad that family don't get together. Enjoy theyself. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You actually right.
I enjoy myself, honestly, but sometimes I do feel some type of way because it's like, as a family, we've been supposed to got together and did this.
Yeah, yeah. And I
feel like now we doing stuff because of a funeral.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes grief to be able to bring people together. And, like, I just hope it continues. I hope, like we said, every month we're going to get together and we're actually going to do something. I feel like the first attempt is that everybody actually showed up and we actually did what we needed to do. Girl, don't get fired trying to be your mommy, okay? I need you to get all your coins. So, cousin, what is your favorite memory of 2022? Not only for yourself, but for me and you. I don't think she can hear me. Okay. Well, when she... Yeah. So when she come back, y'all, I'll ask her again. What do I lie to people about and why? That's really easy. No, do I? I used to lie about my age. I felt like I used to lie about my age because people used to make it seem like if you look younger than you actually are and they figure out that you're older, it's like you don't have value anymore. So I used to lie about that. What else did I lie about? I really don't lie too much because I really like that if I tell you something, I want you to believe me. I want you to never have to kind of like question my character. So I'm very honest about everything when it comes to myself. What am I not facing? Honestly, y'all, I'm not facing people. Okay, she back.
I'm sorry, it's my phone. I'm at work.
No, you're fine. Okay, cousin, so let's play a game. What is something that you're currently not facing? Oh,
my demon.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Is there a reason why? Or, like, is it too many demons? Is it just, like, you don't know where to start? What is it?
I don't know where to start.
Okay, that's real. That's real. I feel like with you...
It's like a lot of things.
Yeah, I feel like with you, you my one cousin who... I can hear the pain, or I can feel what you're going through just when you talk, even if you don't say nothing. Like, I can just know. Like, it's just, you got this way of, like, letting people know that you, like, feel a way, but you're not lashing out. And so, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like what I'm not facing is that, like, I'm not facing the people who I really need to just, like, do my big ones with. You know what I mean? Like, I do not like confrontation. But I feel like all this year, I just let people poke. I let people poke and say whatever they wanted to say about me. And, like, I just don't face that. Like, I'm not. And
but
then
body, fans, family, it's nothing but just that you're the one.
No, not necessarily family because, you know, like, we are just getting reconnected in a way. So it's like they kind of like strangers to me, if you that being honest. But, I mean, like... people who I know, like, on the scene or, like, in your neighborhood or the people you used to kick it with. It's just, like, weird. Like, I know me. Like, I will fade a bitch real quick, But I don't be wanting to do that because, one, you have something you're trying to work towards and you're really trying to, like, build a name for yourself. So in one instance of, like, getting out my character, now everything I'm starting to work for is gone and I'm behind bars. I can't have that for myself, okay? Yes. Cousin, you know what's my favorite memory of us for 2022? When we was at twerking tequila. When we was at twerking tequila, period. It was super lit. So I feel like that should be our thing. We should go back next year. What's one goal that you look forward to for next year?
One goal I'm looking forward to next year is honestly working with patience, because I don't have patience.
Okay.
A lot of things irritate me. When I want something or need something done, I want it done like
that
as soon as possible, that moment.
That's real. I think one thing.
And to surround with people who love me, because it's a lot of secret animosity.
Yeah.
With friends. Yeah. People you work with.
Well, know that I love you. Know that you can always surround yourself with me, period. Even though your ass was KO'd last night. I'm mad I didn't get that picture. I wanted that picture so bad, but I was like, aw. But you at work. That's all that matters, is that after it all said and done, we both put on our best face and we made it to do what we had to do. One thing I want to work on next year is that I really want to I want to stop trying to be humble. I guess that's the thing. Like, I don't want to, like, I feel like I feel like I don't give myself enough credit the way I feel like I should. Like, I just kind of like, no, I'm be humble, I don't want no. But that's coming from a place of other people's expectations. I'm afraid of how other people see me. And next year, I'm not giving a fuck. I'm not giving a fuck, okay? Yes. Aw. So let the people know how they can find you if you want to be found, cousin.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at...
Oh, no. That is so crazy. That's classic. It'll cut you off right when you about to say your stuff. I swear it ain't me on my end, y'all. We not hating. But when she come back, or our... Okay, cousin. Where can they find you? Nope. Okay, so then when she come back, if she come back, I will let her do a Pearls of Wisdom. I'm going to answer this last question. Oh, wait, that one question was good. What was it saying? Nope, it wasn't that. Have you really, truly tried everything? No, I have not. I have not. There is a lot of things I have not tried, and there's a reason why. Certain things are just not for me. Okay, cousin, can we hear you this time? Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to put my phone on. Sorry, that's my last.
No, you're fine. It's okay, because we're about to be up in an hour. Let the people know where they can find you, and then I'm going to have you leave Mouthy Pearls of Wisdom.
Hi, you guys can reach me on Instagram at The Real AJ Nutty, Facebook AJ Nutty, and Twitter AJ Nutty. No, The Real AJ Nutty, and y'all can follow my TikTok as well.
Because she be killing it on TikTok, okay? I was like, okay, period. Okay, so Pearls of Wisdom. What is one thing you would say to a young girl that may not believe in herself moving into the new year? Did you hear that, cousin?
Me?
Yeah, what's some advice you would give to a young girl that don't believe in herself going into the new year?
What you say? Going
in and out. Okay, what is some advice you would give to a young girl that may need some reassurance about believing in herself? Oh, no.
It's going in and out. I might got to do this another time.
Yeah, okay. So, I love you, cousin. Thank you for coming.
It's my connection.
Yeah, it's okay. I love you. Thank you for coming on. Yes, all of that good stuff. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
So, you guys, Lips, as this year ends, I want y'all to really take in that you made it, that you still here. You survived past whatever it was that was made to break you, or at least what was out to break you. You have gotten over heartache. You have gotten over betrayal. You have gotten over financial crisis. You have, I don't know if the pandemic really over, but we are still here with things that could have taken us out. So I want you to be reminded in your ability to survive things. But after you survive, how do you rebuild? How do you continue to push forward for a life that you see fit for self? I want y'all to take that into the new year. Not only love on yourself, but love on someone else. As I come into this new year, I want more for myself, more for the people around me. I want to be a better version of Mouthy. I want Mouthy to be a better version of this platform. So what we did not get right in 2022, we will strive to get better in 2023. I want to create more content. I want to do more collaborations with creators. But most of all, I want to see another year and be healthy in it. Not just like physically, but spiritually as well. So it's your girl, Miss Mouthy. I'm excited to turn the fuck up tomorrow. And even when you what? Don't see me, you hear me. Till next time, Lips. Take care of yourself. Bye.